God bless you. God bless you. This is Apostle Van Zandt. Welcome to The Cutting Edge, a controversial radio talk show. We're praising God for another Monday night, for God giving us grace and blessing us to be here with you, to come before you, to give you the word of the Lord, to share wisdom and insight. We're going to give just give the callers just a few more minutes to call in, other callers to call in. In the meantime, enjoy this worship for just a minute. Just enjoy the worship. Allow this worship to fill your atmosphere to prepare, and we will go into a word of prayer. God bless you. We'll be right back in 1 minute. Hallelujah. We give God praise and glory. We just magnify him. We glorify him. Lord, I give you you. We give you ourselves on today, God. We bless you. We give you you. We hope we're not too late. We bless you right now. We give you praise and glory. We thank you for this time that you have given us. We thank you for this hour, for this moment that you have given us to come before your people, to come on the air. We just bless you and give you praise, for you are worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. We exalt you. We exalt you. We magnify you. Father, we ask that you would bless this radio broadcast on tonight. We ask that you would open up the ears of the listeners, that you would give them understanding, that you would bless them with understanding on tonight. Father, we give you glory and we give you praise. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you're doing in this hour. Bless each and every heart. Bless each and every person. Father, we bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We bind up the spirit of backlash, retaliation, accusation. We bind up, Father, the spirit of intimidation. We bind up every spirit spirit, Father, that's not like it. We nullify and cancel out the plan of the enemy. We curse the plan of the enemy by the root in Jesus' name. And we plead the blood over this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. We magnify you. We thank you for who you are to us in this hour, being our strength, being our strong tower in this hour. We bless you and we give you praise. We bless you, God. We honor you. Father, give us what to say. Download your wisdom. Download your insight. Download your knowledge in this hour that we may understand even the more where we are in this hour. Help us to gird up our loins. Help us to gird up. Help us to stand strong in you, having done all to stand therefore anyhow. Help us, Father, in this hour to be who we need to be in you. We give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we praise God on tonight. We give him praise and we give him glory. We thank him for once again for just being God Almighty, because he is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be magnified. We have 53 more minutes. I only made this show for 1 hour, so I want to get right to it. I'm going to bring in my co-host on tonight, Prophet Victoria Scott. How are you tonight, darling?
I am blessed, Mother Apostle. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm blessed of the Lord. We praise God for just what he is doing in this hour. In the midst of the craziness, God is still good. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, he is. He's still good, still faithful, still God.
Yes, he's still God. Yes, he's still faithful. He's still good. He's still God. I love that. Oh, my goodness. But I'm just going to go right on into this. Our topic tonight is demonic distractions all around you. Demonic distractions all around you. That's our topic on tonight. And we have to be careful. We must fight in this hour to stay focused in this hour. We have to fight to stay focused. I said that for a reason. Because of the demonic distractions in this hour that's all around us, we must fight. We must fight to stay focused in this hour because of the increase of demonic distractions that's all around us. There's an increase. There's a thickness in the air of demonic distraction that's all around us, and we must stay to fight. We must fight to stay focused and keep our eyes on the Lord. Oh, my God, I feel my help already. I don't know what God's going to do. I should have made this an outcast broadcast. But I want to throw this out. Don't let the noise of the world keep you from hearing the voice of the Lord. I'm going to say that again for those of you who may want to write that down. Don't let the noise of the world keep you from the voice of the Lord. Now, how many know that that is a distraction right there? That's a distraction. That's a demonic distraction right there, the noise of the world. And Prophet Victoria, baby, I tell you, we are listening. There's plenty of noise. There's a noise that has been released. It's a demonic noise, if you will, that has been released in the earth. And that demonic distraction is all around us and is creating such a noise. It's causing distraction among the people of God. I can go a long way on that, but I'm going to listen. I want to start off with a scripture. And then I'm going to see what the Lord gives Prophet Victoria on tonight, just to share, just to come on in and just whatever God is saying. We're just going to flow prophetically. I love flowing prophetically in apostolically because there's no script. There's no rehearsal. We're just speaking the heart and the mind of God. Of course, I have some scriptures. I may not get a chance to read every single scripture that I have before me at this time, but I do have a few scriptures. We have to be careful of the distractions, the voices. There are many voices in the earth, many voices in the world that's not God, Okay, I'm going to say that one more time. There are many voices in the earth that's not God. There are more voices in the earth in this time that's not God than it was 25, 30, 40 years ago. There are different demonic voices in this time. There are doctrines, winds of false doctrines of distraction. I mean, you can write this down, either go back and listen to this broadcast. There are winds of doctrine, false doctrine of distraction in this hour. So we have to stay focused. We have to stay focused. Being distracted from God by the world in this hour, we can't allow the enemy to distract us from God. We can't let him to throw the wind of false doctrine, and we can't listen to every voice now. We have to judge the voice. Oh, my God. We have to judge the voice that we hear in this hour to make sure that it is the voice of God, and that voice is not a voice of deception to turn us from the heart of God. We must know the heart of God and the mind of God in this hour, because there's so many different types of distractions, demonic distractions. I'm looking at Romans 12 and 2, and it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So, you know, when I was studying today, daughter, this is what came to me. The Lord was saying to me that his people need to go back and use the tools. Okay, use the tools.
Yes.
What tools? The word of God. We have to go
that's
back
right.
and read the scriptures and use the tools that's in the word of God. The word of God, they're the tools. We must go back and pull out these different scriptures and begin to use them against the enemy. I was just reading
that's
so many
right.
different scriptures today. I said, oh, dear God, I said, we have to go back and pull out the sword of the Lord. Pull out these scriptures.
That's right.
You know, like Mark 4:19 says, but all too quickly the message is crowded out by the worries of this life. The lure of wealth and the desire for other things, so no fruit is produced. That's another distraction. The cares of the world, the wealth of the world, the desires, that's a distraction. So we have to go back to the word and look at what God's word is saying in this hour, because that's our sure foundation. God's word is our sure foundation in this time that we're living. Probably, Tori, do you have, just want to jump in there and add on to that, what's coming in your spirit? Praise God.
Yes, that's absolutely on point, absolutely powerful, so true. I agree with you. They really are. There is a lot of noise in the earth, and I woke up from a vision this morning of I was in a tent like area. And this one gentleman said to me, he says, we're testing to see the bite of the wolf. And they had a whole bunch of believers in there. And he is saying, we're testing to see the bite of the wolf, the bite of the wolves. And they were going to unleash them on the people of God. And even right there, you know, that in itself, if we are paying attention to the bite of the wolf. And I woke up asking the Lord, I said, Lord, what does this mean? And he said, just like he sent his disciples out and said, I send you as sheep amongst wolves. He was letting them know, listen, there are going to be things which will look threatening. There are going to be things which will could easily distract you. But know that I have given you the power. And so when you're talking about us being distracted by demonic forces, instead of us focusing on what God's word says about who we are and focusing on the voice of God, we are focusing on the wolves. They're those who are focusing on the bite of the wolf. The wolves never attacked us as long as we were there, because children of God, as long as we were there, the wolves never even came anywhere near us. They were just in that place, but they were there as a distraction. And in this hour, there is looking at their teeth. There is looking at their threats. We're looking at their words. We're looking at the redness of their eyes. And instead of keeping our eyes on Jesus or hearing the words that he told us to say, but I've already given you the power to overcome those things. It's almost like there's that part of God's body that has forgotten who they are and that they are stronger than these wolves that are around, the wolves that are threatening to kill, the wolves that are threatening to bite. You know, we have to get that focus back, like you said, on the Word of God and hearing what God is saying about who we are and listening to His mandates for what He wants us to do in the earth.
Yes, yes, yes. Listen to His mandate. And the wolves, yes, the wolf is definitely in the land, the spirit of the wolf. And that spirit enters into man, those vessels that are open, have opened their soul to that spirit, and that spirit of the wolf is using people to bring distractions. You know, we can look at so many things and wonder what can distract us. I'm going to use this one, just a small example. You know, the Lord was dealing with me one morning about something, and I had already planned to study and pray and had some things I had to do. And I'm like a pitler. I pitler around, and I'm trying to make sure this is okay. I didn't realize that's what I was doing until the Lord said, stop pitling around, and I got tickled. And I had to figure out, I said, oh, my God. You know, and I'll say, okay, I have to do this. Okay, I got to straighten this out. Okay, the floor got to be mopped, vacuum, or I got to dust this off. Well, I got to fix, I got to go here. And I get this, and I was getting distracted, becoming distracted. So the Lord said, stop tilting around. He said, stay focused. And then he began to say to me, stay focused. You know, don't allow the enemy to get you distracted. And I didn't even realize it until he brought it to my attention. And I said, oh, dear God, I have to do better. I cannot allow myself to be distracted. And it's so easy to be distracted.
Yes.
It is so easy. This is the thing that I believe that is shaking, that God is shaking his head in. It is so easy for us to be distracted because when you're in service, you're in service and you're worship and praise or the preacher's preaching, I notice how people, even with myself, I've become more conscious of not to do it. Where people, someone would come in the door, and it's just like 10 or 15 people forget about the preacher is standing there preaching, and they all turn their head to see who is coming through the door or who's walking down the aisle. And I'm like, and I sit there, I said, God, we're so easily distracted. We're so easy. We don't know how to stay focused. We don't know how to, we haven't trained ourselves to stay focused in the midst. My goodness. And it's just like, I believe if you're in the military, I've never been in the military, but I'm thinking on just listening to those who have been in the military. If they're on the battlefield, they're out there on the front line with the gun in their hands, and they're looking for the enemy, they have to be trained. And I believe they are trained to stay focused on the enemy and not allow a distraction to come to get their focus off the enemy. Because if they do, then the enemy overpowers them. So they have to discipline themselves, their mind, to stay focused. They have to discipline where they are in their position to stay focused and not allow themselves to be distracted. And so that takes discipline. That takes training yourself not to be so easily distracted, because the enemy can easily distract us if we're not careful. So easily distracted. Many voices, so many things distract us. Worry distracts us. The cares of the world distracts us. The love of the world, it distracts us. So we have to be so careful. Not having enough money distracts us.
Yes.
Not keeping our eyes on Jesus distracts us. Not having enough distracts us. Oh, so many things that's in the world is a spirit of distraction, and the spirit of distraction has increased itself. I'm reading from Hebrews 12 and 2. It says, we must stay focused. This is the title here. It says, we must stay focused on Christ. Hebrews 12 and 2 says, fixing our attention on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of the faith, who in view of the joy set before him endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, I just saw something when I was reading that. Had Jesus allowed himself to be distracted while he was on his way to the cross, we would never have a chance of salvation. Oh, my God. Had he allowed himself to be distracted from the journey to the cross. But Jesus had to stay focused. He knew his purpose. He knew why he was sent to the earth. He knew the assignment. So he had to keep his eyes on the purpose. He had to remind himself. I believe when he was even in the garden, that's where that distraction, demonic distraction, came, a weariness and tiredness, and that overwhelmness that he felt when he was in the garden, the world, the sins of the world that he was carrying on his shoulders, it became a weight, and he had to go into the garden to pray for God to give him strength because he was ready to give it up. You don't read the story, and he said, Father, if it be thy will, remove this cup from me. What cup? The bitterness of the cross, the bitterness of what he had to carry, the weight of the world, the sins of the world was resting on his shoulders, and it became a bitter cup to him, and it became a weight to him, and he wanted the Father to take that from him, but that was a distraction. The enemy allowed that thing to become so heavy upon him, it became a slight distraction, so to the point that he said, Father, if it's your will, remove this cup. But then I believe right in that very moment he was strengthened, and that's when he said, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. My God from glory. So Jesus had given in to that distraction, that weight of just saying, God, can you just take this from me? I'm feeling this. I'm feeling the weight of the world and the sins of the world. I'm feeling this. And he knew what he had to face. He knew he had to endure the suffering of the cross. He knew it.
Right.
Oh, my God. But he had to stay focused. He stayed focused. I believe Jesus began to think about all of us that would have been lost, had no chance of salvation in life, had no chance, we've been lost in hell forever. But I believe Jesus focused on the souls, his reason. For this reason I came, so I have to stay focused. I believe he started talking to himself. For this reason I came, that the world might be saved through me by the shedding of my blood. So I have to stay focused. I have to go to the cross. I have to endure the cross. My God, so we have to fix our eyes and our attention on Jesus and stay focused. We have to fight. That's what Jesus did. He fought to stay focused in that garden. He had to fight stay focused. Oh, my God, Prophet Victoria. Lord, let me pass it to you for a minute.
Yes. I love that you brought that up about Jesus, because, what I was hearing in my spirit as you were talking about that is a subject that you have, written on yourself extensively, and that's offense. Offenses can be such a major distraction, instead of keeping our eyes on what we are to do. When we are thinking about how we got offended and what happened and what they did to me and how all that gets in the way, and it can slow us down and it can weigh us down. And even like with Jesus Christ, had he focused on, but I came for these people. And just last week they were saying Hosanna, and now they're saying crucify him. Had he focused on that, because those are things that we would be thinking about and very, naturally, be saying, how could these people do this to me? But Jesus kept his eyes focused on the prize. And you know, we have to be careful, even with offenses, to look at them through the spiritual realm and to say, God, what is really, really going on in this hour? My God, and the Lord has had me studying a lot on David. And David, you know, I believe David kept his heart pure before the Lord, even with the offenses, in terms of when Saul was constantly trying to attack him, David kept on saying, this is God's anointed vessel. It doesn't matter what this man wants to do to me. This is God's anointed vessel. And instead of me here staying here and fighting with him and doing all that kind of stuff, I will leave. And David fled for his life. Or when I remember the one time whenever he show Saul and to say to him, I could have killed you tonight, but my character will not permit me to. My respect for God, my love for God, my love for you, my love for the mantle that rests on your life. I am not doing this as a revenge, but to show you the character of person that I am, that even though you are trying to do these things to me, this is, I'm not in retaliation because it is not within my character to. And so we have to be careful even with offenses to really, I know there's that sting and they hurt, but taking the time to quieten down our spirit, to quieten down our soul rather, and to listen to God and say, Lord, help me to see this offense through your eyes. Help me to see through your eyes so I can communicate the message to the rest of my body that what is going on, sometimes it's not even something personal against us. It could be that that person is just battling with something and we just happen to be there. One of the things that the Lord had showed me one time was that sometimes people are not mean to us. They're just mean-spirited. Sometimes you just happen to be there. And there's so much that's happening in this hour. There's so much attack even against the remnant. There's so much attack against the David who God is raising up in this hour because of the spirit of jealousy reigning on the soul, you know, the souls in the earth, rather. And so we really have to be careful with offense. And the Lord had given me a vision that even sometimes in our churches and ministries, what happens is that when we get offended, we create an atmosphere for the enemy to come and mess with our minds. I remember being in a vision, and in the vision, I was sitting in a church congregation, and the pastors, I don't know what the pastor had said, but he offended me, and behind me were a witch and a wizard, and they were working on my mind, and before I knew it, I was outside of the building, and they were saying, don't let her go back in, and I remember saying in my vision, I said, why am I outside? I need to get back inside. And when I got back into the congregation, it's almost like the people were walking around and they were not in their right mind. Like they were just walking around, but their minds had been taken. So there's really something that goes on. When we get distracted and we lose focus, we have to be very careful of the offenses. It's part of those small foxes that the Bible says, the small foxes that spoil the vine. It can take up our time when we are offended. And it's messing up our spirit and the way that we, or rather, messing up our temperament and the way that we think about things. We find that we're putting a lot of energy in that. So we have to be very, very careful in this hour about the offenses that are coming. We have to be careful about the threats that are coming around us. How the enemy says he's going to do this and how this is going to happen and how that's going to happen and how there are rumors of war and all of these kind of things, how situations present themselves that it's going to be lost, you know. And it reminds me of whenever the disciples are in the boat and they're telling Jesus and they're saying, we're going to die, we're going to die, we're going to die. Look at the waves. Don't you care that we die? And Jesus gets up, he rebukes the wind, and then he turns to his men and rebukes them because he's like, you of little faith, like, are you guys serious? I told you we're going to make it to the other side, and you saw the waves. You listened to the waves more than you listened to my voice. You listened to the waves more than you listened to my command, and I'm right here with you. And so, you know, God is saying even to us, don't look at the waves. Have I not, the master of the wind, told you we're going to make it to the other side? And it's a constant reminder. That's why I love what you say. Don't be conformed. Being conformed to this world is not always, you know, sexual sin and lust. It's whenever we take off the mind of Christ and we say, yes, I'm looking at the waves. Yes, I'm going to be afraid. So when he says, you know, to put on the mind of Christ, we say, no, we have been given the power to speak shalom to the waves. We have been given the power to rebuke the waves and tell them to be still. And so that's just what was ringing in my spirit so loudly about distraction. Some of us, there's so many, there are waves all around us that are speaking louder than the voice of God. And we have to really put on the mind of Christ and tell those waves to be silenced in this hour. We can't let them speak louder than the voice of God.
That's good. That's good. I was thinking about when you were talking about the waves of God, the ways of distraction comes to blow, to wash us away, to wash us out of our place in God. Mm-hmm. And the winds of distraction comes to blow us out of position
yes.
in God. And so we have to fight to stay focused. And the voices
yes.
of distraction comes to speak to us the wrong thing, the wrong word, a word
yes.
of distraction, a word of error, a word that takes us in the wrong direction, a false word, a lying word. And those voices of demonic distraction. So we have to be aware and stay focused on God so that we are not blown away by the wind of distraction and washed away by the waves of distraction. So we have to really stay focused in this hour. While you were sharing, I was looking at a scripture, Matthew 14:28-31. The danger
mm-hmm.
of taking your eyes off of Christ. Peter got distracted by everything around him. Peter answered him, Lord, if it's you, order me to come to you on the water. Jesus said, come on. So Peter got down out of the boat, started walking on the water. Now we got to, you know, underline that Matthew 14:28-31. Jesus said, come on. Jesus had already given him the word of command. Come on.
Yes.
Given him the word
yes,
of command.
Yes.
So Peter, Peter follows the word of command because he heard the word of command that Jesus gave him. So he believed in that word. So he got down out of the boat and he started walking on the water. And it came to pass. But when he noticed, watch this, when he noticed the strong wind, you were just talking about the wind, when he noticed the strong wind, he was frightened. Right there is when the wind of distraction showed up to shake
yes.
his faith, to keep him from believing that he could walk on impossibilities. Woo!
Yes,
oh,
yes,
Lord,
yes.
Glory.
That's good.
Oh, my God. So he allowed, and it caused fear to come in there. So he began to sink. He forgot.
Yes.
Just watch this. Look how quick this happened. He heard the command of God. Come on.
Exactly.
And he held on to that word. He grabbed onto the word that Jesus gave him. Come on. And he walked out on faith, landing, walking on the water, and he began to walk in faith by the command of God's word. But when he noticed the strong wind, he allowed
yes.
the distraction to take his focus off of Jesus, and fear crept in, which caused him to begin to sink. Oh,
yes.
God, that we have to be careful. And this is how easy Peter, look how easy he was distracted. If he'd have fought to stay focused, if he'd have stayed focused on Jesus, if he'd have kept
yes.
his eyes on Jesus and not allow the wind to move him, to shake him, he would have walked all the way on the water to Jesus, because Jesus had already given the command to come.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Taking the eyes, because he took his eyes off of Jesus. How many times God says to us, you got it. It's done. It's fixed.
Mm,
it's worked
that's
out.
Good.
I got your back. I've opened the door. I've made the way. I've all of those things that we hear God say. Well, you know, when God tells us the things, what happens? Of course, a spirit of distraction is going to come in some shape, form, or fashion, in a voice, through the wind, or through a wave,
mm-hmm.
or through someone that doesn't trust or believe in God like you do, and they come and say, oh, and you know, you can't do that. Oh, God is not going to do that. And that's that wind of distraction. That's that voice
yes.
of distraction that comes that says, okay, you can't do that. That's not going to happen. That's ludicrous. And we take our eyes off of Jesus. We take our eyes off of God and the promise. We take our eyes off the promise of what he said that was already done. It was already worked out. It was already fixed. I got you back. The door is open. Even though you don't see the door open, he said the door is open, but we allow distraction to come and allow us to sink in our situation.
Amen.
Oh my God! So we have to be careful of these different types of demonic distractions that's all around us. It's lust, demonic distraction of lust is all around us. Demonic distraction of the media. My God, that's a
yes.
distraction of nothing else.
Yes.
That's a distraction.
Yes.
You know, new fashions and just all kind of things are coming out now to distract us from keeping our eyes on Jesus.
That's right.
Satan seeks to distract us in any way possible. Any way
mm-hmm.
that he thinks he can, any way that he thinks that he can distract us, he's going to use something to distract us. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be diligent,
mm-hmm.
because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. It didn't say he was one. It says, as a roaring lion, walking about
yes.
Seeking whom he may devour. So, you know, when we read the word, we got to really read it. We got to
yes.
really take note of what the word is saying, different wordings, what it's saying. It said he's seeking whom he may. So that means he has to have your permission to devour him. And he's walking around as a roaring lion, he's not one, but as one. So he's pretending to be a roaring lion, walking around seeking whom he may devour. So many of God's people get caught in this trap because they're not sober, because they're not diligent, they're not aware, they're not focused. You know, they're not sober, spiritual-minded. They're not diligent in their spirit, in their mind, in their actions, in their walk with God. They're not diligent. So we have to stay sober. That's why the word says to stay sober and to be diligent because of your adversary, because he walks
That's
around.
Right.
James 4:7 says, so submit to God. James 4:7 says, so submit to God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, how simple is that? That didn't sound too hard, did it? Daughter, that didn't sound too hard. He says,
no.
He says, so submit to God, period.
Yes.
But resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You know, we want this deep word. We want something real, like, okay, resist the devil, climb the ladder, go on the top rooftop, then go down on the other side, and then flee from the devil. You know, we want something difficult. It's like we can't just take God's word. Oh, that's too simple. That sounds too simple. No, it's real simple.
That's
resist
right.
the devil, and he will flee from you. He didn't make it hard. He said, if you resist the devil, the time that the devil doesn't flee is when we give the devil our attention. My God from glory.
Yes, that's right.
When we give the devil our attention, he will not flee. What he wants is our attention. When
that's
he
right.
knows that he has our attention, that's when he begins to devour us. That's when
that's
he
right.
can distract us. because he knows he has our attention. But the word of God says if we resist the devil, he will flee from you. Simple
yes,
and plain
he will.
As in other words, ignore him. Ignore
That's right.
the devil. Ignore
That's
him.
Right.
Don't give him any acknowledgement. Don't acknowledge him. Don't mention his name. Just keep moving in God. And he's
That's
going
right.
to flee because he doesn't have your attention. Oh, God, this is so good. This is so good. This is so good. Sometimes
yes,
you must stop everything and go to a quiet place to hear God. That's another thing the enemy will do. He will cause noise. There's noise of distraction. He will
yes.
cause noise of distraction to hint to distract us from hearing God. You know, what kind of noise, somebody may say? The noise of your mind? The noise of your mind can become a distraction. And I'm going
yes.
to give you an example. When I go into worship, there are times which is there are times which are little. I won't have any worship music on. You know, of course, my
mm-hmm.
TV is already cut off, and I just won't turn the worship music on. And I'll try to sit in just complete silence. So I tried to do this one particular day. Because, you know, I hear people say, well, you want to sit in complete silence just when it's really quiet, and that's all good. And so I
yes.
you know, I attempted to do this one day. And so I'm sitting there. All of a sudden, I hear the bird chirping. I hear the train going by. And I'm like, oh, this is not going to work for me. So that's that. And then all of a sudden, my mind is telling me, you know you have to do this. You know you have to do this. You know you got to finish that book. You know you have to finish this for that, and you got to do this, and you know you have to call this person. You know you have to go pay this bill. And there go the noise of my mind.
Yes.
Just making all that noise in my mind to distract me from entering into a solitude place to hear God. So
yes.
we have to recognize the distractions of the enemy. I believe if we recognize the distractions of the enemy, Daughter Victoria, we can
yes.
Then retreat. We can then, okay, that's the distraction of the enemy. I'm not going to give him any attention. I'm going to resist him in that area because now
right.
I recognize the distraction of the enemy. When we recognize him, then we can stop giving him that attention. You know,
absolutely.
You know, something came to me today about someone that I believe, I'm not quite for sure, but I noticed they're responding to me a little different. And so I began
mm-hmm.
to talk to the Lord about it. And I said, Lord, they must be offended at something. I said, I don't have any idea in the world what it is. And I couldn't even
mm-hmm.
think of what it is because I haven't done anything to offend them, you know, at all. So I
right.
said today I was walking, and I said, okay, so the Spirit said, don't feed that spirit.
Come on.
I said, whoa. So the Lord said, don't feed that spirit. And I said, okay, so I'm saying all that to say this. Sometimes the enemy will come in a way to get, you know, to get you to respond to an offense. And this was an offense. And
mm-hmm.
the Lord said to me, don't feed that spirit. Sometimes
that's
the spirit of offense or unforgiveness or something, they want your attention. They want you to go back over the same situation, the incident over and over and over again. I said, I refuse to go back over that same incident, same situation when it has already been talked about and discussed and thought it was okay, thought it was done. But it's that same spirit that wants to come up within that person and to cause them to act different. And so the Lord said to me, he said, don't feed it.
Exactly.
In other words, don't give it any attention. Don't acknowledge
Good.
It. Sometimes we have to stop acknowledging these spirits, acknowledging certain people, and don't allow people to distract us from the things of God or from being in the presence of God like we should. Oh, my goodness. I want to read this here. Let me pause. We have 15 more minutes on the air. I'm saving one juicy scripture for the last. Prophet Victoria, you have anything to add to that?
Yes, I just wanted to piggyback off of a couple of things that you had said. You know, I like when you said that we just need to ignore the enemy, and I was thinking of Nehemiah whenever the children of Israel were rebuilding the city wall, and the Tobiah and Sanballat, and I think it was Geshem, came to mock them, you know, and came to intimidate them. They brought an army, you know, to try to intimidate them, and Nehemiah told the people of God and says, listen, keep building. Put a sword in one hand and put your hammer in the other hand. So keep building, but be ready in case they're ready to attack you. Don't stop building. Keep going, but keep your sword by your side. And so I love what you said about ignoring them, because it's like, you know, and it's that we say, look, I know you're there, but I'm not going to pay you any mind. I'm going to continue with the task at hand. You're not going to slow me down. And they didn't slow down. They continued working. And then I love what you said again about quieting, you know, our spirit. And we were together at a conference, women's retreat this weekend, and that was, you know, one of those reoccurring words and themes that was floating over the retreat. It was so powerful with Apostle Minnie, and there were several things that were being reiterated, and one of them was just taking that time in the presence of the Lord that you were talking about, where we just shut everything down and where we become like Mary and we sit at the feet of Jesus and we're listening to what he has to say, because sometimes we can get caught up doing that good thing when it's not even a God thing at that moment, because this needs done and that needs done and this needs done. And yes, they're good things, but sometimes we have got to be Mary and sit at his feet so that he can do that God thing that's needed. And so, you know, just quieting ourselves before the Lord, spending that time in his presence and letting him replenish us and restore our soul is such an important and powerful way to keep those distractions that the enemy brings, like you were saying, the offenses and the hurt and the waves and, you know, the attacks of the enemy. Being in his presence, quietened in his presence, is such a beautiful and powerful way to silence those outside voices.
Yes, 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 yes. I was going to read that. I'm going to read. That was the next thing I was going to read. We should follow the example of Mary instead of Martha. Luke 10:38-42. As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. That's a whole nother broadcast right there. Oh, my God. Yes. Listening to what he taught. Mary had an ear to listen to God's voice. She had an ear for his voice. I got something out of it. I was reading that today. I said, oh, God, she was listening to what he taught. She was hungry. She had an ear to hear what he was saying. She had an ear for his voice. And so she was hungry to hear what he was saying. Oh, my God, she was listening. That is so powerful right there. You just have to meditate on it. I'm going to keep on moving because I can go into a left field on that one. Woo! But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. But the Lord said to her, my dear Martha, you are worried, anxious, and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. I said, whoa, that's some good stuff right there.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Just like you were saying, listen, we know the dinner has to be cooked. We know the kitchen, all this stuff has to be taken care of. But just leave it for a moment and come just sit in my presence. Mary realized she was so focused. That's that word, focus. Mary was so focused on sitting at the feet of Jesus to hear what he had to say. She was focused on Jesus until she did not allow Mary to distract her. Oh my goodness, from that natural world. Mary was hungry for the spiritual word, the food of God. She was focused. She was focused until she did not allow Mary or anything else to distract her. I mean, you have to go back and that's Luke 10:38-42. You have to go back and just marinate on that, as Daughter Maple say. You have to just glean and milk that scripture because there's a whole lot in it. My God, I almost leaped out of my seat today when I was reading it. I said, oh God, we have to be so focused that we sit at your feet so we can hear what you are saying in this hour. And that's the thing that the enemy wants to do. The enemy wants to distract us so. He wants to distract us so. From hearing what God is saying, the enemy wants to distract the soul, to keep us from keeping our eyes on Jesus. Apostle Paul says, he said, I press towards the mark for the high calling of God. And he said, I press towards the mark, keeping his eyes on Jesus. We have to press. That's that fighting that we have to press towards the mark. Pressing towards the mark means that you have to stay, that you have to focus. And you got to know that God is still God in the midst of the craziness. You have to focus, and know that whatever God said to you, he is yet able. He is still God in the earth. He is still God in the heavens. And he has not left us. He is still amongst us. And God is going to keep his word. We have to stay focused in this hour. We can't let the enemy distract us with fear.
That's
right. Oh, my God, we have to stay focused. So Mary was focused because she wanted to hear, God, I need to hear what you have to say.
Yes.
I want to know what is my instruction? What's my assignment?
Good.
What's my purpose? Which way do you want me to go? Which way you don't want me to go? What do you not want me to do? What do you want me to do? How do you want me to handle this? How should I handle this? I need to know what you are saying. What are you saying? We have to be so focused until we're listening careful to hear what God is saying. Woo!
That's right.
God.
That's good.
We can even get distracted by doing things. Now, watch this. This was so powerful when I was reading this. We can even get distracted by doing things for God, that we lose zeal for the Lord.
Doing things
for him and getting distracted by Christian projects can cause us to stop spending time with God in prayer. That's powerful right there. That's powerful. Listen, God's heart, God wants us to spend that quality time with him, getting comfortable sitting in his presence. I said that in my last soaking experience. We have to get to the place to where we become comfortable sitting in his presence, just sitting in his presence, getting comfortable, being comfortable sitting in his presence and not allowing the enemy to distract us from anything, not being distracted from anything, but just sitting in the presence of God. God, and not allowing any distractions. It's a fight to stay focused. But if you want to hear God, see, that's what God's heart is. He said, don't allow the enemy to distract you from doing anything for me. Don't get so distracted that you're doing things for me that you're distracted from being in my presence.
Oh my God.
Revelations 2:3-4 says, you also possess endurance and have tolerated many things because of my name and have not grown weary. But I have this against you. You have abandoned the love you had at first. See,
wow.
we some of us have left the love of God. We've left our first love. We've left our first love. We're doing all of this for God, but we've left him. Now, you know, that's something you have to really ponder over. How can I do all these things for God and leave him? Oh, so many are so busy doing for God until they have left being in the presence of God. I'm going to say that one more time. So many are doing so much for God until they have forgot and they left from being in the presence of God. There's two different things, doing things for God, doing things in the ministry, doing, you know, putting on this program, putting on that, that's doing for God. But we can get so caught up and be distracted by that until we lose focus of spending time with God. God's heart is for us to spend time with him. He wants us to spend time with him. Oh, my God. And I Prophet Victoria said that she was one of the speakers Saturday. And one thing I heard her say, and I really didn't have no heard anybody else say this but her, but it's the way she hooked it up. So with the way she hooked it up, I said, okay, I can flow with that. She said even if it's 45 seconds, I believe she said. She said, even when she said 40, I said, 45 seconds? I said, that's not long enough to spend time with God. What you going to do with 40 hours to see it all in there? But when she came back with this, when, you know, I'm just old school, so stay on the altar until you get delivered, and it takes more than 45 seconds to do that. But when she said this, she said, even if it's sometimes this 45 seconds, you're talking to God for 45 seconds, and then you're just quiet, and then you spend the rest of the time just sitting, listening to what God has to say. And then when she said, when she did that, she said God began to speak to her for 4 hours, and I'm like, whoa! I'm like, woo! Then she said she fell asleep, and then God visited her in her dream and started speaking in her dreams. I say, yes, God, yes.
Yes.
I say, yes. My God from glory. I wanted to, if I had some extra money, I would have threw it at her. Oh, my God. When we're spending time with God. See, I want God to speak to me. I don't know about anybody else, but I don't feel right when I don't hear God speak to me. I'll be like, okay, what's going on? What have I done that God is not speaking to me? I need for God to speak to me.
Yes,
I need
yes.
for him to speak to me. I need for him to release the revelation of God and the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God and the counsel of God and the understanding of God and the instructions of God. I need for him to speak to me. Oh,
yes,
my God.
Yes.
So we must develop and develop and become comfortable just spending some time with. If some may say, well, I don't have an hour, well, give them 30 minutes. Some say, well, I don't have 30 minutes, give them 20 minutes. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Or take breaks in between. You know, give them 10 minutes that morning, and then when you have a lunch break, go out to your car. Sit in your car. Give him 10 minutes right there. There are ways
yes.
to give God your time and give him you. Give him you. He wants us to give him us. He wants us. So, and he loves for us to come to him. We must never let others distract us from the Lord. Oh, my God. We must never let
yes,
others distract
yes.
us from them. Oh, my God. I just talked up all my time. I didn't realize that they're getting ready to cut me off on the broadcast.
So good.
I had 1 minute. I had 1 minute and 33 seconds. Thank you, Daughter Victoria. They said I have 30
yes,
seconds.
Ma'am.
Thank you, Daughter Victoria, for coming on and sharing and just releasing what's on your heart. I thank God for every
yes,
caller that has called in. I pray right now that every word that has been spoken out of our mouths on this evening, it will marinate in your soul, in your heart. It will rest in your mind when you lie down tonight, that God will begin to speak, that God will release answers and strategy and direction and encouragement. sight upon you. May the Lord God keep you on this week. May the Lord God empower you and strengthen you and keep you in your going and in your coming on this week. Know that God has it already worked out. Know that He has it in, He's in control of your situation. Know that nothing comes upon God by surprise. So He knows how to bring you out of your situation. He knows the avenue to take you down. And Father, we thank you now. We bind up backlash and hindrance and sabotage.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Father, bless daughter Victoria. Bless each and every one on the radio broadcast tonight. We'll see you next Monday night. I believe we're going to have a hot topic and a hot, hot, hot one. So don't miss next Monday night. Don't miss it. I'm going to sign out with this here, shouting, giving God glory. Shalom on tonight. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Thank you.